Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. I was a dentist for 25 years, and now we're doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. We're excited. So today's topic is, you wouldn't believe what this dentist who purchased a practice recently did right after closing. Let's talk about that. So as you know, we're in 22 states now. I think we're just opening up Louisiana and Alabama, and we have our 10 employees and available to you 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. And please give us a call if you want some questions. We can help you buy, sell office, whatever it takes. We're here to help you out. Need some sunglasses here. It is bright in New Jersey. So just give us a ring. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Please call us. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, remember, we work closely with them. We're not employed by them. We're independent. But we can help you pick and choose the best ones there are. And we've been doing this for a long time. Some of them are going through consolidation. Some are no longer buying offices. You have to be with the right DSO. And then there's some younger emerging DSOs. But everything has changed as far as valuations and all. We can go over that with you. Now, when we work with the DSOs, we're independent, but they will often pay our commission, so there's no commission to you. Secondly, when you work with us based on certain criteria, of course, we will get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. And we've done that with several doctors already. So call us, we can explain how that works, based on some criteria, of course. So what did this doctor do? I still can't believe he did this, or she, whatever. The practice closed like within a year ago, and it was in an affluent area, comprised basically of PPO, fee-for-service patients. That was the core of the patients. There was no low-fee plans because this is a nice area. What happened within a few months, he did the unthinkable, or she did the unthinkable. They converted the practice to a Medicaid practice. I mean, the fees are super low. It's a federal program, but, you know, they don't pay hardly anything. So he was thinking, well, he's just going to do everything on tremendous volume. Now, this practice was in an affluent area, but the surrounding areas may have been quasi, and nobody else was taking Medicaid. He was the only one. So therefore, he assumed he'd, you know, get busier than anybody, and he did, believe me, but it was with Medicaid patients, which is hard. It's great that he's doing that service, don't get me wrong, but it is harder on your body, and the volume you have to see is very, very high. But you'll get paid, and I think what he tries to do, or she tries to do, is get out-of-pocket expenses paid, you know, so to speak, whether it's accessory procedures, upscale denture, or all on four, that type of thing. And that's kind of the direction they're doing. They're doing very well. Very, very well. Is it the way to go? I've never seen anybody do this. Go from a fee-for-service PPO and purposely convert it to a, I can't believe it, purposely convert it to a Medicaid practice. You get plenty of new patients, but you know the fees are so much lower. Sometimes it's hard to maintain a profit with that, but they just do it through volume. So anything is possible, you know. And I never thought this doctor would do that. Never talked to me about it. And certainly they're welcome to do whatever they want to any practice, but to switch into a Medicaid practice, that's hard to believe. I don't think anybody does that. At least in my 14 years of experience of selling practice, I've never seen anybody do that. Just never. But that's for them to be. Let's see how it goes. We'll monitor the situation. I advised him against it, but he seems to be gung-ho and busier than he could be. So that's one person's take. You could never predict what direction a person's going to go. or a practice that you think won't sell, all of a sudden somebody steps up to the plate and starts and wants to buy it. So there's all different criteria. Never get discouraged with your practice that it's too small, nobody wants it, or it's too boutique specialty, nobody wants it. You just don't know who's going to come around. You don't know who's going to call, and you've got to be open-minded. But this one doctor really surprised me. Let's see what happens. We'll keep you posted. If you're interested, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and you'll get updated every time we get new videos. I think I'm doing 4 this week, and we're over 424, I think now. I lost count. Over 424 YouTube videos we created on buying and selling dental offices. So give us a ring, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Hit the subscribe button if you want to be alerted for the next video. Because I think this week, I really think we did 4 of them, I think. Thanks, bye.